USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As you all know, there's currently a tremendous humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. It's tremendous. It's been there for years. It's been there for decades.
President Trump staying on point about border security and the need for the wall as he speaks at the 100th annual meeting at the American Farm Bureau Federation in New Orleans. He takes aim at the mainstream media and fake news.
But because of what we're doing and because of how well our country is doing, and please sit down, please. I'm just looking. And then the media, the fake news, they'll say, he got no standing ovations. You know why? Because everybody stayed standing. Where do you see that? It's true. Oh, they'll do it. They'll figure something out. That's true. That's true. That's true. They can figure it out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
In Barron, Wisconsin, the horrifying details of Jamie Kloss's abduction spelled out in court papers as Jake Patterson, 21 years old, makes his first court appearance in an orange prison jumpsuit, bail set at $5 million cash. Patterson telling detectives he sees Jamie, just 13 years old, getting on a school bus as he's heading to work and decides she's the girl he's going to take. During the unthinkable crime, the 21-year-old dressing in all black when he breaks into the Kloss home and shoots her parents and kills them. Denise, 46, James, 56, both shot in the head. Patterson taping Jamie's hands and ankles together, covering her mouth with tape, putting her in the trunk of his car, and when he gets her to his house, he makes her take off all her clothes. Jamie kept under his twin-sized bed with weights on top of it, but she manages to escape after being held for 88 days. Patterson charged with two counts of first-degree homicide, kidnapping, and armed burglary. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump blasted FBI leaders over a report that the agency launched an investigation into the president to determine if he was a Russian asset after he fired FBI Director James Comey back in 2017. Republican Congressman Peter King tells Fox News he's shocked if this in fact did happen.
I've seen and heard, if this is true, what the FBI did is absolutely disgraceful. They've been investigating the Trump campaign from the summer of 2016. Absolutely nothing, zero, had come up involving President Trump. James Comey told that to the president. The reason President Trump fired Comey was Comey refused to say that publicly, that the president was out under investigation.
Congressman King continues.
For the FBI to use that firing, that legitimate firing, as an excuse to launch an investigation of the President of the United States as to whether or not he was a spy, that's almost like a coup within the government. I mean, that is absolutely disgraceful. To have no evidence at all and to be investigating the President of the United States is, to me, what this does, this is not an indictment of President Trump. This is an indictment of the FBI leadership, and it proves, I believe, what President Trump has been saying all along about the bias at the top of the FBI that was against him, whether it was Comey, McCabe, Stroke, Page, all of them, Baker. Fact is, they were against President Trump, and they were abusing police powers of the government to go after the duly elected president. Absolutely disgraceful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.